From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Jordan and Israel reach agreements on efforts to thwart violence in Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Saturday sketched out steps he hopes may ease tensions over a Jerusalem site holy to Muslims and Jews after weeks of violence in which dozens have died. Speaking at Amman after meeting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordan's King Abdullah, Kerry said Israel had given assurances it had no intention of changing the status quo at the site, the third holiest in Islam. Kerry also announced an agreement to keep watch on the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known by Jews as the Temple Mount.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency, and that could really be a game changer in discouraging anybody from disturbing the sanctity of this holy site.
Violence has flared throughout Israel, Jerusalem, the occupied West Bank, and the Gaza Strip in recent weeks. In part, it has been triggered by Palestinians' anger over what they see as Jewish encroachment on the site. Egypt's leading ultra-conservative Islamist party says gunmen on a motorcycle have killed their party's secretary, who was a parliamentary candidate in the rest of northern Sinai city of El Arish. Sinai al-Nur party says in a statement that Mustafa Abdel Rahman was shot dead Saturday in front of his home as he headed out to a mosque for afternoon prayers. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.